Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Court of Public Opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
Am I crazy for refusing to go somewhere because I had a bad interview there over 5 years ago?
Well, I don't think so. Clearly, emotionally, you're still not over it.
I will never patronize
this
business again. They were so rude to me. I was called in for an interview to be a wedding planner. I had just gotten my degree in events management, my bachelor's degree, and drive out.
That's a bachelor's degree?
It's a bachelor's of science in tourism and events management.
Okay, all right. I knew there was tourism events.
Yeah.
Tourism and events management.
Okay.
So drive an hour and a half. Okay.
We're having our own side conversation over here.
Back to my story.
Yeah, sorry.
I drive an hour and a half out one way to this winery to interview to be the wedding planner. I get there and they're like, you know what? You're actually not qualified to be a wedding planner, but since you're here, we're hiring, you know, for servers, which you're also not qualified to do that because you have absolutely no restaurant experience, but I guess we could train you. And I am still so upset about that conversation. I was like, you just wasted my entire day. It took me an hour and a half to drive here. You literally called me in to interview for this position, and now you're being rude to me, telling me that I can't do a job.
That's good. It lit a fire under you, right? I think it builds character. Not everybody's going to be nice to you, Hope. It's just not the way the world works.
Now you're,
and especially not the way the business works.
Right. But your issue isn't that you didn't get the job. Your issue is the way they treated you during the interview.
Yes. Why are you going to call me out for an interview and then be like, you're actually not qualified to do this job?
Right.
The first words that came out of their mouth.
Like, I wonder why. Why did they even book you for that interview?
Exactly. And I was like, I drove an hour and a half to get here. They were like, I don't know where you live. That's not my problem.
Is there a chance that was like a bait and switch? Like, people weren't showing up for the other job that they had advertised. So they were like, people coming in for this. Well, maybe we'll talk them into this one.
Hmm.
I mean, just give me a heads up before you're, confirming the interview. Like, hey, we actually, like, you know, aren't sure about this position, but we do have server positions available if you're interested. And I could have politely declined. I don't want to drive an hour and a half, you know, for that position.
Right.
Thank you so much. So my friends wanted to go winery hopping this weekend. And this winery was the first one they brought up. And I said, I'm not going.
I'll wait in the car.
I was like, they're not getting any of my money.
Wow.
We went to a completely different county.
5 years ago?
It was January 2020.
Do you anticipate it could be 20 years from now and you still hold the same opinion?
I will never.
Oh, okay. This is a lifetime ban.
The only way that you will catch me there is if one of my best friends was like getting married there. And even then, I would probably complain about it the entire time that they shouldn't be giving their money to that business.
Wow.
We have a coworker who has an island of hate. There's only room for five.
Mm.
And, you know, in order to make room for somebody else or some other company, somebody has to be taken off of the island of hate. So it sounds like this would have a permanent place on your island of hate.
Yes, 100%.
Wow.
All right. So the Court of Public Opinion, 252-9233. The phone lines are open. The text lines are open.
Is it ridiculous to hold this level of grudge? But you know what? There's 9,000 wineries in the Finger Lakes. So why am I going to spend my money at that one?
The Court of Public Opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
Am I ridiculous for holding a grudge against a business for over 5 years because of a terrible job interview experience that I refuse to ever patronize again? It was at a winery. We've got hundreds of wineries here in the Finger Lakes. So there's no reason that I should have to go to that one. There's plenty more fish in the sea. There's plenty more wineries in the Finger Lakes for me to give my money.
Plenty of people texting in, 252-9233. Court of Public Opinion, I think that is so fair. I interviewed... Oh, now it's split up into multiple things. Can anybody follow that one?
Interviewed for a job, was told I'm a perfect candidate, and they still didn't hire me. Safe to say, I won't be going into that store as a customer either.
This one going the opposite end, saying, I think it's very immature, Hope. Look at Billy, who stuck it out for a million kajillion years at WBEE, who didn't hire him full-time for a long, long time, and he stuck it out and didn't hold a grudge and leave.
True that.
But you had a job, and they weren't, like, throwing sand in your face in the interview.
I watched him lose an office twice.
I'm still here. I'm like a bad rash.
I was like,
oh,
man. No way he's staying after this. And there he is. Heidi-ho. How is everybody? You know... I just want to say, I think there might be a perspective that you're not considering Hope.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever thought, rather than, wah-wah, I've been done wrong, have you ever considered that had that not happened, your life could have gone in a totally different direction? Don't you believe that everything happens for a reason?
Yeah, I think that they could have been polite and said, you don't need to come in and interview for the job. The problem wasn't getting the job. The problem was how they spoke to me in the interview. They said, you're not qualified. I wasted my entire day. I took time off of the work, the job that I had to go there.
How else are you going to learn how not to treat other people?
What? Because else am I going to learn how to be a nice person unless I get...
That's right, because you know how terrible that feels now. I mean... Deep down in your heart, no way you would ever make that same mistake. I mean, I just think of things as a learning lesson, and you wouldn't be where you are now had you not gone through this. It's all character building. I tell my kids that every day. It's character building.
The world's going to treat you like dirt.
It's going to make you who you are. That's right.
So I had an incident. This is when I was here part-time, looking for full-time. I interviewed with another radio station. They called me. So I go on this interview thinking, well, they called me. I got this one's in the bag. I get in, I sit down in the guy's office, and he goes, how are you doing? Nice to meet you, blah, blah, blah. Hey, so-and-so that you work with. I go, yeah? What's their story? So I'm like, well, you know, blah, 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 blah. Do you think they're interested in a position? And I said, I don't know. Perhaps you should call them. And they said, well, we have, and they haven't returned our calls. And
what?
I said, am I here so you can talk about them? And the guy flat out said, well, honestly, yes. And frankly, I don't think you have what it takes to make it in this business. So you should probably consider something else.
See, Hope?
And I walked out of there crushed. And I was here. And then the next gig that opened up here, I got full time. Mm-hmm. So had I gotten that job...
Who knows where you'd be?
I wouldn't be
laid
here.
Off.
Unemployed. Radio station doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
And the guy who told me that doesn't work in radio anymore. So, but yes, character building. Yeah, in the moment, absolutely crushed me.
Oh, I know. I've had moments like that too. But hindsight, looking back, now that it's been 5 years, maybe look back a little bit more and be like, I don't know.
So what are we calling this? On the court of public opinion.
It looks like most of the people on the text line agree with me. Only one person thinks that I'm immature.
No,
one person voiced their opinion that they think I'm immature. I'm sure they're not alone.
This one also says, hey, life's too short to hold grudges. So that's two, Hope. But yeah, most of them agree with you.
Okay. We just wrapped up the court of public opinion for this morning, but it spurred a conversation inside the studio. It's a Be Morning Coffee Club, Billy, Hope, TJ. We were talking about Hope had a job interview at a place that... When she got there, they said, why are you even here? You're not even qualified for this, which is kind of dumb that they booked you for that interview. So the court of public opinion was on your side.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I believe from the text messages. But when it comes to businesses in general, like if you're at a restaurant or a store and you feel like they wronged you in some way, do you go back or do you hold the grudge?
I just don't go back.
I'm with you. I usually just don't go back.
I don't get but I'm not the person who gets online and warns others. You know what I mean? Which is weird because I'm kind of a hypocrite for not doing that because I always check reviews before I go. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's interesting.
So you're always the problem.
What are people saying about this nail salon? What are people saying about, you know, before I go?
And you're like, this place had great reviews. What happened?
Right. And instead of leaving a terrible, I don't know.
Like,
I don't
have
know
a
why
friend,
I just feel like a tattletale when I do that.
I have a friend, his wife managed a chain restaurant. And I told her one day, like you just said, I just don't come back.
Right.
She goes, you need to at least tell a manager before you leave. I'm like, not my problem. Run your business right and you'll have more customers. Easy, right? And she said, well, the problem is I don't know that somebody did something wrong unless you tell me. So we can make it better so it doesn't happen again. And I'm like, will you really change
it? It's such a catch-22. Like, you don't want to be the Karen, but then...
I just don't want to be that guy.
Right.
You know?
Well, sometimes you can, like, you know, you'll get an email like, how was your order? Or whatever. Provide feedback. So sometimes it'll be like, well, since you asked... And sometimes you get a free gift card.
This doesn't surprise me. This is right up Hope's alley.
Yeah.
Like, I hope they ask me how I felt about the way they're running things. I'm glad you asked. Blah, 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 blah,
the most I've ever gotten was $50 for giving feedback. Got a $50 gift card.
To some place that, did you even use it again?
Oh, yeah. I know. Okay. Well, because I like send there like, I love going to your restaurant.
Oh, okay.
And here's what happened. And I was like, it was a local chain. I was like, I will have to go to a different one. Like, if this is happening.
You know what? I go out of my way to find a manager if I get way above average service. Like, if you're at a restaurant and the waitress is there, just bam, she knows what you want.
Yeah,
she's
so good.
Ready. And, you know, I have gone and sought out managers.
That's
and
refreshing,
said,
Billy.
Hey, this person over here absolutely crushed it. I don't know if she's a manager or trainee or whatever, but man, she did really good. I do have to say, though, I have to. I had a bad experience at my favorite place the other day.
Uh oh.
I was at the Costco and the cashier, like, yelled at me.
You had a bad experience at Costco?
I figured you had your own entrance at this point. Like, you're there seriously every day.
Like, you walk in, they're like, hello, Mr. Kid. Hello, Mr. Kid. Hello, Mr. Kid.
Isn't the point of buying bulk so you don't have to shop every day? Yeah. I don't know how.
Look.
He's there every single week.
Again, you're judging me. Okay. This is not about being judged. So I was, I used the self-checkout, which I never do.
Uh-huh.
And they have the weird scale thing where you scan something and then you have to put it on the scale.
Everybody.
You were yelled at by a cashier and you were using self-checkout?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
That's where it gets weird. So I had paper towel and toilet paper. One of them required you to put it on the scale.
Right.
So I wrestle it out of the cart. I'm like, I put it on the scale.
Oh, come on.
And then I go to do the same with the toilet paper. The toilet paper didn't have to go on the scale. So I wasn't done wringing everything out yet. And the lady came over and starts tapping on my screen. She's like, you just have to do what the screen says. And walks away. And I was like, excuse me, ma'am, I'm not done. And she goes, well, just do what the screen says. I'm like, did I call you over here? Did I even look in your general direction?
Was she just beeping, like alerting that
probably,
you needed a manager?
It probably beeped or something.
Yeah, and
they're like, this guy's stealing.
Well, either that or what's
stealing
so,
a bulk thing of toilet paper.
What's so hard about? See, you know what's happened, Billy.
Yeah, what?
The honeymoon is over with you and Costco.
Don't say that.
Honeymoon is over, my friends. It's been a good run, very romantic. What? You both have given each other what they need.
Listen,
you
Costco,
give them your money.
You hurt me, but I'll be back.
Maybe some
love
counseling
for you goes on. Oh, we don't smell it yet, but we might soon. It's the B Morning Coffee Club. Billy.
Don't look at me.
TJ Hope. He who dealt it. No, what is that old saying?
First who smelled it, dealt it.
There you go. Remember a couple of years ago, outside smelled like a giant campfire for a couple of weeks?
It was beyond a couple of weeks. There was an entire summer where I'm pretty sure it wrecked the month of July. We went to Niagara Falls. We went on the Maid of the Mist, and there was the wildfire smoke.
Yes.
We went to Keuka Lake, rented a boat for the day. There was the wildfire smoke. It was like the whole summer. It stunk.
So there's apparently a bunch of Canadian wildfires going on right now. And Channel 10 has an article if you want to read more about it. But there's 90 fires going across Canada right now. And the air quality alerts have not been issued for our region. They have for the Midwest and some of the Great Plains.
Yeah.
But the smoke is probably going to arrive here tomorrow. And like I said, it's not to the point that at this point they're saying it's not going to be like it was a couple years ago. But you're definitely going to notice the smell. And a couple, it was 2023. Yeah. So
yeah.
It's going back two summers. I mean, there was like they were canceling outdoor activities and it just stunk everywhere.
We had a huge event for my last job that we were putting on was supposed to be in a tent and we had to cancel it because of the smoke and then mm-hmm. went away. Our rescheduled date still had
still
smoke
going.
Issues. So we just ended up having to put it on and we were like, if you, you know, need to mask up to not breathe in the smoke, but we were like, we can't keep rescheduling this event.
When I say literally the day we were on Cuca Lake, you know how busy that lake is on any given weekend.
Yeah.
There were hardly any boats out. That's how thick the smoke was. And I was still like, you are not taking this summer from me. Put on your mask, kids, because we're going swimming.
We're going out. We still got them. We're going to keep using them. So expect it to come back. The skies are going to get a little bit hazy. They're saying there's active fires in Manitoba that have forced around 17,000 people to evacuate. Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Dakota, South Dakota, some of the states impacted by the smoke the heaviest. Mm-hmm. But right now, we're going to see it. We're going to smell a little bit of it. But at this point, it's not supposed to be like it was 2 years ago. So just heads up if it looks a little hazy when you leave the house tomorrow.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.